his concept in a pilot project at his Menlo Park facility and then launched it commercially on a small scale in Lower Manhattan, a favorable foothold market because the buildings were close together and filled with potentially enthusiastic customers. Wall Street firms that were eager to be on the technological cutting edge and that had employees who worked long into the night. It was not coincidental that he was demonstrating his system to the very people who could fund its expansion. He also used his public standing to acquire regulatory support, for example, to get the needed permits despite opposition from the Lamplighters Union. Others had designed decent light bulbs, but without coherent commercial systems, their inventions were for naught. We should be looking for the Thomas Edisons of clean tech. A transformation framework. Many of the difficulties of clean tech adoption can be traced to the fundamental error of focusing on parts rather than on the whole. Like Edison's, our framework for thinking about new systems consists of four interdependent and mutually reinforcing components: an enabling technology, an innovative business model, a careful market adoption strategy, and a favorable government policy. The clean tech discourse has given far too little attention to the importance of business models and market adoption, and even less to coordinating all four components into a coherent whole. Let's look at each of the four in turn. An enabling technology.